That took you to, wait a minute. Have you ever had anybody walk up to you and tell you, now listen, the first thing I want to tell you is, you ain't going to get no, I had to tell you though, wait a minute, just get serious. So what you got to do is take some stuff around, I tell you. Even though it seems like they're way out of
tush.
Have you ever thought of nice the day being a letter W? W stands for Wonder the Witch.
Blast out here.
You know, Wonder the Witch got a weasel. Got a weasel around her neck for a necklace. He said,
a what?
And a worm around her waist for a belt.
Good, yes, it
is. Her hair is made out of W's.
Yes, it is.
And she rides a broom called a Wicked. And she's a wicked witch. And I'm saying simply this. Wonder the Witch. Howdy, folks. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of Pittsburgh. Welcome to our program, which features Ruth Underwood on percussion, Napoleon Murphy Brock on tenor sax and lead vocals, Chester Thompson on drums, Tom Fowler on bass, George Duke on keyboards, and you in the audience.
I think I'm in tune. I could be wrong, but, you know, what do I know? We're going to open this show up just like we opened up the last one with an easily recognizable, extremely inconsequential number by the name of Stinkfoot, and it goes just like this. In the dark, where all the fevers grow, under the water, where the shark bubbles blow, in the morning, by your radio, do the walls close in to suffocate you? Ain't got no friends, and all the others they hate you. Does the life you've been leading gotta go? Well, let me straighten you out by the place I know. Now get your shoes and socks on. People, it's right around the corner, over by Bob Duffy's pants.
Out through the night and the whispering breezes, to the place where they keep their imaginary diseases. Out through the night and the whispering breezes, to the place where they keep the imaginary diseases.
In is called this disease rheumatrosis, and well they should. For us regular folks who might wear a tennis shoe or an occasional python, know this exquisite little inconvenience by the name of
Stinkfoot.
Yes, how true that is. You know, my python boot was too tight. I couldn't get it off last night. A week went by, and now it's July. I finally got them off, and my girlfriend cried. You've got
Stinkfoot.
Stinkfoot, darling. Your stinking foot puts the hurts on my nose.
Stink foot,
I ain't lying. Can you rinse it off, do you suppose? Well, here, Fido, here, Fido. Bring the slippers, little puppy. Yes, that's a good dog. Arf, arf, arf! From this into another song that deals with the subject of flying saucers. It's a tender little number that George is going to sing for you. The name of the tune is Inca Roads, and it goes like this. Oh, no, it's too fast for Ruth. Jeez.
One, two, three.
It's too slow for Ruth. Understand that Ruth is going to play all the notes right in this version.
Looks like it's all right to me. Be all right tomorrow.
What? It's a dirge at this tempo.
Where's all those?
What the roof asked for it.
Then a vehicle, then a vehicle. Fly along the mountains. Find a place to park itself. Park itself.
Park it. Park it.
Or did someone build a place to leave a space for such a thing? Thank you.
is what's on the bill. What the hell?
Was she running? Did she have a motor?
Or was she something different?
Guacamole queen.
Guacamole queen.
Guacamole queen.
And the armadillo in our sentences.
Oh.
Or did someone know the place or leave a space for Chester's thing
to land?
Chester's thing.
Truth.
Did a booger back up from somewhere other? Did a booger back up from somewhere other? Did the Indians
was in a bell? Another hill.
Thank you.
Wow, wow.
Ruth Underwood, ladies and gentlemen. George Duke, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. Hey, Brian, is the marimba distorted out there? Yeah. What? You don't have it at all? Ah, we have some broken equipment here.
You ain't judging.
Oh, just calm down. Well, I'd like to encourage you to make as much noise as you like because it'll occupy this time while we try and make sure everything works, so go right ahead. Corey, he says he's not receiving that at all out there, so... Ah, shut up. Listen, as soon as we get everything working, we'll do Yellow Snow. Do we have the marimba yet? You getting that, Brian? Still not getting it. Well, I'll tell you what, you know, we're not going to play this music unless all the instruments are working right, so you just have to be patient. Hey, the marimba is out there. Just to let you know what you missed at the end of that other song. This is the sad but true story of how we wound up getting a record on the radio. You see, there's this guy here in Pittsburgh from 13Q, you see. Uh-oh. Well, do you want to hear the story or not? Here's the story.
Come here.
See this guy here? Dennis is his name. Say hi, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Clever. Dennis. Now listen carefully. History here. See, Dennis one day got a hold of the Apostrophe album and he says, I wonder what would happen if Yellow Snow was short enough to play on the radio. So he took it upon himself to cut it down to make it playable on AM radio. Oh, tut tut. Then, as if by magic, when he put it on the AM radio station, some children liked it and called up. The AM audience said, hey, hot. And so suddenly the record started going up, up, up the charts. And other radio stations started playing it. And the next thing we knew, we had a pseudo-bogus hit single on our hands. And it's all his fault. So take a bow, Dennis. Now go back there and hide before they get you, Dennis. And here it is. Thank you.
that I was an Eskimo. Frozen wind began to blow. Under my boots and around my toes. Frost had bared the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. Nanook, no, no. Nanook, no, no. Don't be a naughty Eskimo. Your money don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, how? Well, I turned around and I said, how? Where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, and don't you eat that yellow snow. Well, right about that time, people, a fur trapper who was strictly from commercial had the unmitigated audacity to jump up from behind my igloo. Peek-a-boo, and it started into whipping on my favorite baby seal with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Yes,
wow.
Yeah.
Oh, with a lead-filled snowshoe.
Snowshoe.
He said peek-a-boo,
peek-a-boo,
with a lead-filled
snowshoe.
He said peek-a-boo,
peek-a-boo.
He went right upside the head of my favorite baby seal, the lead-filled snowshoe. And he hit him on the nose, and he hit him on the fin, and he whapped him, and he smacked him, and he, you know, that got me just about as evil as an Eskimo boy can be. And I proceeded to reach down with my patented Nanook of the North Whale blubber mitten. I reached down, I bent down, I scooped down, and I gathered up a generous mitten full of the deadly
yellow snow.
The deadly yellow snow from right there where the huskies go. And then I proceeded to rub it all into his beady little eyes with a vigorous circular motion hitherto unknown to the people in this area, but destined to take the place of the mud shark in new mythology. The vigorous circular motion, here it goes now, rub it! I pounced again, and I jumped up and down the chest of a
great googly moogly.
I injured the fur trapper. Oh, and he got up and he looked around and he said,
I can't see.
I can't see.
stuffed it in my right eye. He took a dog to snow cone and stuffed it in my other eye. And the husky wee wee, I mean the doggy wee wee, has blinded me. And I can't see temporarily. Well, the fur trapper was Hurricane, folks. He had the dog doing his right eye. He had the dog doing his left eye. He couldn't see nothing. He was really in trouble. So what did he do? He remembered right at that moment an ancient Eskimo legend wherein it is written, and whatever it is that they write it on up there, that if anything bad ever happens to your eyes as a result of some sort of conflict with anyone named Nanook, you have to go trudging across the tundra. Mile after mile, trudging across the tundra, all the way down to the parish of St. Alfonso.
Trudging.
Now, as you know, St. Alfonso is the patron saint of the smelt fishermen of Portuguese extraction. And his parish is located at the mouth, or the orifice, of the Columbia River Delta. In the next episode, if you'll just keep your eye on Ruth, as Ruth gets down for you and plays this snappy lick, we'll take you to St. Alfonso's. Here it goes. Hey. Here we are
at St. Alfonso's pancake breakfast.
Well, I stole the margarine and wheedled on the bingo cards in lieu of dealertine.
I saw a handsome parish lady
make her entrance like a queen. She was totally chenille, and her old man was a marine.
As she abused the sausage patty,
pitty patty, pitty patty, pitty patty, pitty,
he said, "Why don't you treat me mean?
Hurt
me, hurt me, hurt me,
Alfonso's pancake record.
Get off the bus.
Where I stole the margarine. In oblivion, resplendent in his fly, was whipping up the batter for the pancakes of his fly. He was looking rather bleary, he forgot to watch the clock.
It was the night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled.
He stroked it.
The night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled.
Iron.
The night before, behind the door, leprechaun had strolled.
Such a frenzy, he sang Lock Around the Clock.
And he topped it off with it. And he topped it off with it. And he topped it off with it. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
As he stumbled on his cock, he was lighted as a stiffened and ripped right through his side.
Old St. Alfonso would be proud of me.
shouted down the block.
I'm a smoker, scum, and a conspirator too old. Won't you eat my sleazy pancakes just for seeing me out on low? They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy white, we'll raise a fortune by tonight. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town. They're so light and fluffy brown, they're the finest in the town.
Good morning, your highness. Good morning, your highness.
Now watch Ruth drop her sticks. Mystery man came over and he said, I'm out of sight. He said, for a nominal service charge, I could reach Nirvana tonight. If I was ready, willing, and able to pay him his regular fee, why, he would drop all the rest of his pressing affairs and devote his attention to me. But I said,
look here, brother, who you jiving with that cosmic?
Who are you jiving with that cosmic degree?
Yeah. Look here, brother.
Don't you waste your time on me. The mystery man got nervous and he fidgeted around a bit. He reached in the pocket of his mystery robe and he whipped out a shaving kit. Now I thought it was a razor and a can of foaming goo. But he told me right then, when the top popped open, there was nothing his box won't do. With the oil of Aphrodite and the dust of the Grand Wazoo, he said, you might not believe this act, but it'll cure your doggy too. Hey,
look here, brother. Who you jiving with that cosmic
goofy? Who you jiving? Who you jiving?
Look here, brother.
Peek-a-boo. Don't you waste your time on Ralph. got troubles of my own, I said. And you can't help me out. So take your meditations and your preparations and ram them up your snout. But I've got a crystal ball, he said. And he held it on up to the light. So I snatched it all away from him. And I showed him how to do it right. Good God, ain't it funky now? I wrapped a newspaper around my head so I'd look like I was deep. I said some mumbo jumbos then, and I told him he was going to sleep. I brought the swings and pocket watch, and everything else I found. I had that turkey hypnotized. He couldn't even make a sound. Well, I proceeded to tell him his future then. As long as he was hanging around, I said, the price of meat has just gone up, and your old lady has just went down.
Look here, brother. We're jamming with that cosmic
degree. Now, is that a real punch or is that a Sears puncher? I really want to know. Don't you know you can make more money as a disc jockey? So don't you waste your time on me. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. The name of this song, but you're close. The name of this song is Chester's Gorilla, a love song of sorts. I mean, this is really dynamic, so you better watch out.
Well, that's
the kind of step she takes when her heart breaks. Heart breaks. That's the kind of sound she makes. Rock on it with a crab cake.
Like it when her fan belt shrunk and got shorter.
Ointment battery leaks could nearly cost her a quarter.
She didn't want to go home and watch the pesto go mortar.
Later she speaks on how Dick Barber might court her. Na 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 na.
She was the daughter of a wealthy Laura Jean Fogan.
Oh, 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 okay.
Justice Gorilla, she go quack. Justice Gorilla, she go boom. Justice Gorilla, she go.
Thank you.
I'm tired of walking up and down the street all by myself. No love left for me to give. I try and try, but no one wants me the way I am. Why should I pretend I like to roam from door to door? Maybe I'll just kill myself. I just don't care no more, because I'm satisfied with the things I'm trying. Never met no one who cared if I was dead and gone. Ooh, I said, ooh, leave me to care for them. Nobody needs me, why should I just hang around? Why should I just sit and watch while the others smile? Frank, I just wish that someone cared. For a while, because I'm not satisfied with everything I try. I don't like the way life has been talking to me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. All right. The name of this song is Big Swifty.
I must feel your vibes, man. I knew you were going to do that. I knew you were going to do that.